Hello everybody, welcome to the 8th episode of this podcast. This is the first episode of the series Love or Lust. And this is the first episode we're bringing a guest. My name is Fumbi Aibeko. Yes. So over to her.
Okay. Hello everyone. So my name is Oluwa Fumbi Aibeko, and I'm happy to be on this podcast with Daniel.
Yes, I'm happy as well. I'm glad as well. So, firstly, I want to ask the question, what's love and what's lust?
Okay, so love is a decision to stand by someone. Is a decision to always be by somebody, either in spite of their weaknesses or their strength. And lust is a feeling you feel. It's what we call butterflies. You know, you start having butterflies in your stomach. You start having feelings for somebody. Love at first sight. All those, you know. Say, as soon as I saw her, I loved her. That's basically lust, because you cannot love somebody you do not know. Love has to come from a place of knowledge. You know the person in depth. You know the person's strength. You know the person's weakness. And you have decided to stay put as a person's partner or friend. In spite of all this knowledge.
Okay, so what do you think is the often misconception in teenagers' life about the concept love and lust?
Just as I've explained earlier, teenagers, you know, they're at that point, where they are building up emotions. Emotions are raging inside of teenagers. They have not been faced with life so much that they can make concrete decisions on some things. Basically, the misconception is that when they see somebody they like, they tend to say they love the person. And you can like somebody's physical structure. You can like somebody's mind. Maybe the way they speak. Maybe the way they carry themselves. You know, you can like all these things, but that does not say that you love them still. You know, you can see somebody and you like the way they, you like their composure, you like the way they speak, you like the way they dress, you know. You can like all these things and still not love them the romantic way that teenagers would say they love. So basically, it's all this, is this likeness that teenagers call love. And say that they have butterflies in their stomach, you know. As soon as I saw him, he swept me off my feet with looks and all of that, which, well, does not connote love. So that's a misconception.
Okay. So, for teenagers who have entered into like this relationship with another person, for example, how do you advise them to go about it?
Let me get that again.
So, if they have thought of it in the wrong way already and they're already inside the relationship, and obviously, they don't know they're doing something wrong or anything, but we say dating is wrong in the first place for a teenager.
Yes, I would say that. Dating is wrong for a teenager because, like I always say, teenagers do not know. They are still at that point in their life where they are trying to master their emotions. They are still trying to master their lives. at that point of their life, they should be, it's only when you have been able to, you know, focus and tell, you can determine what your life would be about, that you can decide who you're going to date. Because, you know, the notion that people date for fun these days, you just date and then let's see how it goes. The basic aim of dating anybody is to end up marrying them. That is why people date. But in this generation, it's different. People just date because they want to date, you know. They just date each other because it's in vogue to date, which is basically wrong. You don't just date for dating's sake. The aim of dating is to have a concrete relationship that would eventually end up in marriage. You get? So, for people that have been in wrong relationships, because I would tell you that any teenager now who is still in secondary school and has a boyfriend or a girlfriend is actually dating wrong. So, for somebody that is still in secondary school and has a boyfriend or a girlfriend, I would say that the best thing for them is to refocus their life. Do you even know what your life is about? Have you been able to pinpoint what your values are? Do you know who you are? If it is only when you have been able to ascertain who you are, that you can tell that you want to love, that you can tell if you want to love somebody. Now, you cannot love somebody whose life goals are different from yours. You cannot love somebody whose lifestyle is different from yours, because there is nothing that should bring the two of you together in the first place. So if you say that you love someone whose lifestyle is different from yours, it is obvious that at the end of the day, you guys will break up. Somebody's heart will be shattered. Somebody will cry. Somebody will probably hate boys or hate girls for the rest of their life because one girl has broken their heart. So why not wait for when you are able to make a sound decision on who you want to be with, because you know who you are, you know what you want with life.
I'm sure, Mike. My next question would be, what are the side effects of entering into this dating relationship in the first place?
You get distracted. You get totally distracted. Because, like I would always say, a teenager is that person who is too young to be called an adult and too old to be called a child. Do you get that? A teenager is somebody in between. He or she is not an adult yet and is even too old to be called a child. So at that point in your life, you are trying to master your own life. You are trying to know if the values you have been brought up with are good enough for you to stand by, or you want to negate those those values that you have been taught with from childhood. So you are at the point of teenagehood, you are trying to know yourself for yourself. You are trying to know God. You are trying to channel the course of your life. So that is what you should focus on. And bringing somebody in at that point may cause a distraction. In fact, not me, will cause a distraction that will end up influencing your decision. So you are coming from a background, you know, with some basic teachings from your parents and maybe from the society, and you have a destination. You're going to adulthood. That teenagehood is like the bridge where you have to cross, where you have to sit down by yourself and tell yourself, okay, with everything that I've been taught from childhood and with the decision of my adulthood, this is who I want to be.
Okay, so my next question would be, if, for example, a lot of people make this, how do I say it? They are coming from families that there's no love, or they are using this relationship to block certain things. For example, a family that their parents argue constantly and they have not seen love, and now they enter into this relationship and it's actually enjoyable for a while. What would be your advice for that person?
You know, I usually say this, that you cannot find love, joy, or happiness in another person. Either in your parents on the person you claim to be your partner, your boyfriend or girlfriend, you cannot find love, happiness or joy in anybody except yourself. So if the reason for being in a relationship is because your parents do not show you love, why don't you show yourself love? Which is even the utmost. Okay, you're not seeing happiness at all, and you want to find happiness. Why don't you sit down with yourself and find happiness with yourself, with who you are? So even the Bible says that you should love others the way you have loved yourself. So you cannot love another person until you have really loved yourself. So I will tell them that having a boyfriend or a girlfriend is not the way to block off whatever they are facing at home. The way to block off those things is to find themselves, love themselves, find happiness in themselves first. And that's the answer.
So, next question would be, if this person is actually already in a relationship, let's say for 6 months, 2 years already, how do you expect them to leave this, something they are so attached to at this point already?
It is always very easy to detach from anything you are attached to. It only takes you to make that decision.
So, for example, if I'm attached so much to this person, I've been in this person for like 2 years, how do you expect me to detach? Like, are there some steps I have to take, or?
There is no step. There is no 5 ways to break up in a relationship. There is no 101 amazing ways to break the heart of a girl. Mm-mm. It is just you making up your mind, making that decision to say, I want to love myself. If I have not loved myself, if I don't know myself, there is no way I can know you and love you. So it is telling you, just walk up to the person and tell the person the truth. You love them too much to distract them. You love them too much to let them be, to be swayed by feelings, which is fickle. Feeling is very fickle. Feeling can fade. If you feel love for somebody, you can feel unloved by the person tomorrow. You can stop feeling love for the person tomorrow, you know? So if it is a feeling, it can leave you tomorrow. So you tell them what you have for them is a feeling, not that you have not decided to love them. You only feel that you love them, and you don't want it to end. You don't want to end up breaking their heart. So it is better you put an end to it now. And I know somebody that loves themselves too will cherish and respect your decision.
So, for example, like, the name of this podcast is For the Broken Mind.
Okay.
So, for a person who has been broken already from this relationship, how should they, restore themselves? Or how can they get better? How can they get from the state they are currently? Because a lot of people that have been broken before, they stay in a very, very depressed condition. I read about the story of a girl. She eventually killed herself because the boyfriend dumped her. And I think she was about the age I'm about to clock 15, and she ended her life. And so many cases are like that, are rampant, but they're unheard. So what would be your advice for a person who's already broken? How can they be restored?
Okay, so for someone that's already been broken, you already have somebody that shattered your mind, shattered your heart, you know, they have daggered your spirit itself. What I would tell you is this: dust yourself. It is not the end of the world. Dust yourself, brace yourself, tell yourself that it's not the end of the world, and go back to finding out who you are. You know, when a prince or a king is dumped by a slave, who loses at the end? It is the slave. So see yourself as the king in that relationship, and it is the slave that has dumped you that is going to lose out on the end. So what you want to do now is dust yourself and stop rolling with slaves.
thank you very much for being on this episode with us. So, if anybody from the podcast wants to reach out to you, what are your social media platforms you can use?
Okay, you can reach me on WhatsApp. My number is 0037989537. And you can check out my Instagram and Facebook at Olufumbi Purpose, Olufumbi_purpose, and Facebook Oluwafumbi Purpose.
So basically you can reach her on Instagram or Facebook as Oluwafumbi Purpose. Am I correct? Yes. So thank you very much on being on this episode of For the Broken Mind. And this is, I think, the first part of the series Love or Lost. We're going to be interviewing a couple of other people in this episode. In this series, as we're going to continue. This is the first episode, and I hope by the time we're interviewing other people, we are even going to be bringing older couples on this segment. I believe we shall get the equipment to continue and go forward. So this is the end. My name is Daniel Aiwola, and you have just listened to Mrs. Fumbi Aibikwa, and I'll see you on another episode of For the Broken Mind.